pick up from last week, speaking about the fact that even though Avodas Hashem, even if it's done Shelo Lishma for ulterior motives, is still a mitzvah, but it's not the ideal. And the ideal is a mitzvah that is totally pure, with absolutely nothing that's not L'shem Shamayim mixed in. V'oz yikra osa mitzvah kima'amara. This is classified as doing a mitzvah kima'amara, which I think simply means the way the Rabban Shem meant it to be done. Right? Kima'amara, as the Rabban Shem commanded, with nothing mixed in that is not exactly the way that it was meant to be, the way that the Rabban Shem meant to give it. It was meant to be, it was given to be done totally perfectly and purely. She'olav amru chazal, kol ha'osa mitzvah kima'amara, ein mevasin oso besuros ros. A person who does a mitzvah kima'amara, so he's not told any bad news. Ein mevasin oso besuros ros. We don't tell him any bad news, which means the following. It doesn't mean only that nothing bad happens to him, but it means the following. A mitzvah kima'amara is one perfect mitzvah. Perfect in the sense that it is done properly and it's done with the right intention. Both those things. The Rambam says that the reason the Rabban Shem gave so many different mitzvos, right, there are many different reasons for that, but one reason is that everybody can find a mitzvah that they can do perfectly. And if you do one mitzvah perfectly, that's a key to Olam Haba. Okay? Because that is a connection directly between you and the Rabban Shalom. What's Olam Haba? That you made a connection to the Rabban Shalom. So any mitzvah that's not done perfectly is not a total connection, it's a partial connection. But a mitzvah that's done perfectly is a total perfection, total connection. And every mitzvah is interrelated to every other mitzvah. Mitzvahs are not separate things, because the Rabban Shalom is all one. Everything emanates from that oneness. So if you can do one mitzvah that is perfect, it has a connection to all the mitzvahs, and it connects you to the Rabban Shalom, and that is Olam Haba. In this world, and therefore there are stories of Gedolim that picked their one mitzvah they want to do perfectly. They did all the mitzvahs as much as they could do, but they picked mitzvahs, the Brisker Rav used to say Kriya Shema, all different Havaros or whatever, but it's not just perfectly according to the Halacha, all the different opinions or whatever. It's perfectly according to the Kavanah too. Or they say also he did mitzvahs lulav, estrog and lulav, took estrog and lulav, all different things all day, different ones, Teimani and Moroccan and whatever. But again, it's not just the form of the mitzvah, but of the substance of the mitzvah, it's the form also of doing it totally l'shem shamayim. Another idea being in that is that from the chait of Adam and Chava, nothing in this world is purely good or purely bad. Everything has become a mixture of good and bad. Sometimes the mixture is a little bad and a lot of good, and then that thing is basically good. And sometimes a lot of bad and a little good, and then that thing is basically bad. But it's always a mixture. Nothing is perfectly good or perfectly bad in this world. And that's the way people have to function. Right, with that understanding. However, if a person can reach a level where at least he does one thing perfectly good, so then he goes beyond what this world is, the world of chait, and he goes back to the world of Gan Eden. So that's what it means. Ein mevashin al besuros ros. Since this world is a world, there's a mixture of good and bad. Even if good things happen, and even if nothing bad happens to a person, but he hears bad news, so there's always bad in the air. That a person who's able to go above all of that and do a mitzvah perfectly, where there's no negative mixed in at all, so he's reached a level where neither can negative neither, you've attached yourself to something totally good. So now you're going to be rewarded by not even hearing bad news. Not that bad things won't happen to you. You don't deserve bad things to happen, you won't happen anyway. But you won't even hear about bad things. Your entire environment will be totally good, neither can negative neither. So that is osa mitzvah kima'amara. V'chein omru chazal, asei dvorim l'shem pa'olam, v'daber bohen l'shmon. that a person should do the mitzvahs with the intention of doing them for the sake of the Rabban Shel Olam, Pa'olam, for no other purpose. Daber bohem lishmon, and even the speech part of the mitzvah should be totally l'shem shemayim. Your kavanah should be l'shem shemayim, and your asiyah, what how you do it, should be totally l'shem shemayim. V'hu mashem bochrim osam shehem ovdei Hashem b'lev shalom. And this is the way that people who serve the Rabban Shel Olam with a full heart, and like we explained last week, people who serve out of love and not out of fear. Fear meaning that a personal concern. So this is the ideal kind of avodas Hashem. And like we said last week, that this is probably way beyond our level, even though sometimes a person can piecemeal at least do something really l'shem shamayim. So it's kedai to know that, and nothing goes unnoticed and unimportant. If a person can do for 1 second something that's mamish l'shem shamayim, is worth it. And also it's a goal that a person knows that he should try to aspire to, and then at least you can reach the level you can reach if you aspire for greater things. So for those two reasons, it's good to know these things, even though they're way beyond most people's grasp. So it's the opposite. A person who's not on that level of serving the Rabban Shel Olam out of pure love, and he's still on the level, which probably we all are on, of self-concern. And if he serves the Rabban Shel Olam, it's because it's good for us, right? On some level of that, where you're concerned about yourself, either from the lowest level where you're afraid you're going to get punished, or a higher level where you're afraid you're going to lose out, you're not going to get everything that a person who does Avodas Hashem should get. So a person who's not serving the Rabban Shel Olam out of total selflessness, so trying to do everything perfectly is a bother. It's difficult. If you want to do it, and you're doing it out of love, so it's not a bother. What you do, because you love to do it, right? Somebody who has a hobby, right? And the hobby involves a tremendous amount of work, but they like what they're doing. They're involved in it. It's not a bother to them, because they're doing it because they want to do it, because they like to do it. Somebody who does something because they have to do it, right? They maybe can, I have to go to work because I need to eat, and so I have to earn a living. I don't really enjoy doing what I'm doing, but I'll do it because it's beneficial to me. Then it's very possible that the work itself is a bother. I like the results, but I'm not really interested in the means to get those results. So I'll put up with it. Same thing with Avodas Hashem. Somebody who serves the Rabban Shel Olam out of total love. So the means is also very, very, that's what he wants to do. That's what makes him happy. That's what he's really into. But somebody who does it only for the ulterior motives, so he wants the results, but he's not so much interested in what he's doing. Right? If I could get the same results by not doing anything, I'd be happier. So therefore, the more I have to put in effort, the more of a bother it is. The effort is a bother. Yomar miyuchalamu b'zeh. Who can reach such a level? It's a tirchuv. If somebody wants to do that, so he'll put in all the effort that he can to try to accomplish that. V'anachnu b'nei chomer yuludei isha yefshe lagia lazikuk v'tzirf hazeh. And he says, l'maisa, bottom line, we who are human beings, it's very difficult or almost impossible. It's mashmur him, that's yefshe, it's impossible. In this world, to reach that total 100% l'shem shamayim, where you're totally free of any mixture, any dross, any what's the word? What's mixed impurities? Any impurities. Omnam oavei Hashem v'chafetzi avodaso. However, even though it's perhaps impossible to reach the perfection of all of this. Right, people who really love the Rabban Shel Olam, and again serve him selflessly, and want to do Avodas Hashem, hinei sameach libam laharos emunas avosim lefam v'isborach ulesatzin b'tzeirufa l'tarosa. So they're not only again interested in the results; they're interested in the process. So the process to them is not a bother, and the more they can perfect the process, the happier they are. Humashasim David Asram Biyomro Vi Avdecha Ahava. I serve you with love. Okay. And the truth is that the more a person doesn't realize, even on the lower level, where you don't realize that Torah is really for your benefit, then you really are not really interested in the process, or so much in the results either. You'll do it because, you know, everybody's doing it, and I have to do it because I was brought up that way, or because peer pressure, right? But I'm not really interested even inside the year, right? Or I'm just afraid, really afraid. And I really would be happier if the Rebbe Shem came down and said, look, forget it, I'll turn a blind eye, you can do whatever you want. I'd be much happier if the Rebbe Shem said that. So those people, I saw Rabbi Hollander, Zechet Tzadik Livrach, he was one of the old-time rabbis in America, real kanoi, he said once that people who basically are not really interested in Avodas Hashem, they're interested in doing what's pleasurable to them, they're interested in leading basically a secular life, but for whatever reason they feel compelled to have to be frum. Because their parents were, because they live in a community where everybody else is, right? And it's more like a social kind of thing, right? Not that they don't believe, they believe, but for them, they don't have tarig mitzvahs, he says. They have tarig problems. Because every mitzvah presents another problem. And there are people like that the mitzvahs are a problem, and you have to solve the problem how you can do the mitzvah at the same time get what you really want out of life. Right, the mitzvah is a burden, right, and therefore shmita is a burden, and this we've got to figure out ways to get around the mitzvahs in order that they're not too much of a burden on me. It's not that I want to do the mitzvah, but I'm looking for every loophole possible so I can be comfortable. Because really, I'd like to be comfortable. Really, I'd like to live a life that's a different standards, different values, or whatever. And the mitzvahs are they're a stumbling block in my way. They're an obstacle. So I'll do them. But I'm not doing them because I'm really interested in doing them. I'm interested in getting what I really want, right? So if you're interested in getting the benefit of mitzvah, so then at least it's not an obstacle. But it may be difficult and it may be a burden. If you're really doing it because you want to serve the Rebbe Shem selflessly, then it's not a burden either. Then I don't know, the more you can do, the better it is. This is really the litmus test. This is what differentiates between the different levels of what a person is really an Obed Hashem. Right? This is it. The Rambam, back a little bit, says there's a Gemara that you can understand. This idea of doing one mitzvah perfectly is your ticket to Olam Haba. Okay, even though doing all the mitzvahs gets you certain chelik in Olam Haba, right? But since there's impurities, and the impurities are not compatible with Olam Haba, it's not the full madreg of Olam Haba. But one perfect mitzvah will be that ticket to perfection, which is what Olam Haba is. So he says, the Gemara says that, I don't remember who it was, one of the Amoraim asked, Mali la Olam Haba, right? He asked Eliyahu Navi, if he has a chelik in Olam Haba, what? So he told him, tell me some maisa that you did. So he told him, once I got my money mixed up with poor money he was supposed to give to Aniyim. Yeah. Huh? It was, he's right, Mara in Tainis. I think it's in Tainis. Yeah. So I mixed up my money to Mara in Tainis. And I didn't know what to do, and the maisa, I ended up giving the whole thing to Anil. That's a call. Wasn't sure. So he said, that was it. So he didn't do any other mitzvahs. Didn't wear tefillin, didn't put on tzitzis. He didn't think the only maisa he did that was, that one he did perfectly without any negias. Perfect. That's one mitzvah, that for sure got him Olam Haba. The other things, you're not sure if they're doing perfectly or not. Right, that may get me a certain Olam Haba, but it's not the full measure of Olam Haba. So here's the source, the Rambam says, of this idea that what's it called, that one mitzvah perfectly is a ticket to Olam Haba. And that is the differentiation. How can you judge if a person is a, what grade of Oved Hashem he is, right? The gradation is on this. Kimishio de latayr libo yoser. The more perfect a person's heart is in doing the mitzvahs, hu amiskar yoser va'ovet yoser etzli yisbarach. The more perfect his kavana is when he does the mitzvah, the more connection he has to the Rabbanu Shalom. And the more the Rabbanu Shalom loves him. Love is echad. Ahava in gematria is echad. That means that what you love, you have a connection to. Sina is the opposite. It's a distance where something is not connected. Disconnection. So the more a person is connected to the Rabbanu Shalom through his heart, through doing something perfect, the more he's beloved to the Rabbanu Shalom, the more of a connection he has. And that connection is Olam Haba. So all it goes together. And this were earlier generations, Mustami's talking about the Avos themselves, that were successful in having that total pure intention in serving the Rabbanu Shalom out of love, and therefore they reached that level of being called Ohavei Hashem. Ha'avos ushar ha'roim asher tiro limafonav. The Avos reached that level, and probably the Nevi'im that reached that level, and other great tzaddikim. Hu mashe David mazer Shlomo b'no ki chol levavos doresh Hashem v'chol yetzer machshavos mevin. The Rabbanu Shalom knows everything, and he's looking for your heart. So if the more you perfect your heart in doing the mitzvah, the better it is. V'chein amru chazal, rachmon aliba boy. The Rabbanu Shalom wants your heart. Ki ein dai la'adam baruch hu b'maisim levadam, shir maise mitzvah. It's not enough just to do maise mitzvah, do the maise. Ela ha'ikr lefonav shalei yetor lechavin bo lavod amitis. Doing the mitzvah with the right intention, doing it totally selflessly out of love. V'hein ha'alev hu ha'melech l'chol chelkei ha'guf v'noeg b'hem. The heart is the source of life for all the other all the other organs. V'im hu eino mevi asma avodosi yisbarach. If the heart's not there, ein avodos avodashare v'arim klub, then nothing else can do anything. Right? The heart has to be at the source of everything that the rest of the body does, because without the heart, the rest of the body can't do anything. Because everything else works according to how much life the heart puts into it. Give me your heart. Now that doesn't mean that how you do the mitzvah or doing the mitzvah without heart is worthless. Because we say, other rabbi, a person should be la'olam yasuk adam b'torah mitzvah shalol lishma. Should be told shalol lishma b'olishma. It's still good. And we always explain the idea of the following. There's a connection between what actions, emotions, and emotions. The ikkar is the emotion. You want to get to really feel what you're doing. But we're human beings, and you can't get to feel what you're doing unless you do it. Right? If you don't do it, you'll never get to feel anything. Just sitting there and contemplating, loving the Rabbanu Shalom and believing or whatever is meaningless. But you do something, you put on tefillin, you kiss a mezuzah, put a mezuzah on your door, that action itself engenders emotions. You have to want to get those emotions too, right? So it's a combination. You have to do the action with the intention of engendering the emotion, and then once you have that emotion, the actions have another function. They express that emotion in a concrete way. So there's an idea of doing the actions to get the emotions, and then when you have that emotion, there's a svasemet, a ramban, that says on the pasuk, "Matoiru umatooru esaava ad shetechpat." He says if you have tremendous emotions, a feeling love for the Rabbanu Shalom, or whatever other emotions, good emotions a person's supposed to have, don't leave them just in the ethereal state, but put them into action. Put them into something concrete. Because when you express those emotions in a concrete way, they're more real. It says that the Moshe Cordovero says, the neshamas in Gan Eden are looking forward to Trias HaMesim, like we look forward to Yemos HaMashiach. We're looking forward to Yemos HaMashiach. We live in a physical world. We're looking to Yemos HaMashiach that we should have the ideal spiritual environment in this physical world. But this works the opposite way. The neshama is in an ideal spiritual environment, but it's missing the ability to express it in a physical way. So it's looking forward to that. The ideal is the perfect spiritual feeling, and expressed physically. The Ramban says that Olam Haba is not a spiritual world. Olam Haba is a physical world, right? But a perfect, eternal physical world. And there'll be bodies and souls. Souls and bodies. Rambam argues, but the Ramban says like that. And he says, it says in the Gemara that Olam Haba is Ein Lo Bo Achila V'lo Shtia, there's no eating or drinking. So it doesn't mean there won't be a body. You have a body. Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days on Har Sinai, he didn't eat, he didn't drink. So it's possible to have a body that doesn't need to eat and drink. So Olam Haba is a world with bodies, but the body won't have to eat and drink, right? The neshama will keep the body going, instead of the body keeping the neshama going, like in this world. So it's a physical world. So they asked on the Ramban, if a person doesn't eat and drink, and he doesn't go through any of the physical bodily functions, what do you need a body for? What's the purpose of the body? In this world, the purpose of the body is to give a basis for the neshama to be able to exist. But the body has to go through all the physical motion. But what's the purpose of a body if it's not going to? You're not going to need a body. So you just have a neshama. What do you need a body? So according to this, it's very simple. Because enochinami, just being a neshama is very nice, but it's not the ideal. The ideal is having a neshama that can express itself in a physical, concrete way, where you have all those fine emotions, but you express them in a physical, concrete way. And that's why in Olam Haba there'll be a body, and the body won't have to engender and prepare for the soul and provide for the soul. The body will be the expression that the soul will be able to use through the body of expressing itself in a physical way. That's the ideal. So this is the ideal of Avodas Hashem: perfect Maisim with perfect Kavana. The two things together are the quintessence of what Avodas Hashem is. And anything less than that, either you don't do the Maisim perfectly, right? Even if you have great Kavana and Rahman Aliba boy, but if you don't do the actions, then there's something missing. And the same thing goes, if you have all the right actions, you do the mitzvah perfectly, lahalacha, bediktu gadol, but you don't have the right kavana to fill it up, something's missing there too. You need the substance of the mitzvah, which is the maisa, and the form of the mitzvah, which is the kavana. When both are perfect, then that's perfect avodas Hashem. And that is called ahava, right? Because it connects you to the Rabbanu Shalom, because it's selfless. And when you don't have the perfect kavana, or the perfect maisa, right, it's kedai still to do it most of the time, unless you totally are missing the conditions of the mitzvah, right? But even a partial mitzvah is a mitzvah, according to many opinions. And even a mitzvah done with partial kavana is for sure worthwhile. And therefore, we should try to do what you can, but realize there's a much higher madrega, and if you aspire towards that, then at least you'll reach a level you can reach. Even though he says that reaching the total perfection level is impossible in this world. Right? But you can aspire towards perfection. And then the Rabbanu Shalom will crown your efforts with success in the next world and give you that perfection. That's okay.
So after all said and done, how is the Rav distinguishing between the Kiyus and Tahara?
Between the Kiyus and Tahara?
Because the reason Sihiros already is making sure you do all the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. The Kiyus is making sure you're totally nucky from anything that's raw, and then Tahara
is... Right, but the Kiyus is from negative things. Tahara is from not negative things, but not pure things. Tahara is where you for instance, you can have something mixed in with silver or gold that's negative. That's not just not pure gold or silver, but it's a harmful thing. It's a negative thing. That's Nikias. Make it clean from anything harmful, anything negative. Now you can have things in there that are not negative. They're very nice things, right? The copper is a very nice thing if you need copper, right? But if it's mixed in with gold and silver, it's not pure gold, it's not pure silver. Nothing wrong about the copper. It's not dirt, right? It's not something dirty, but it's something very useful, but it's not pure gold and pure silver. So Tahara is taking out not negative things that are dirt, right, to be clean, but to be pure. Purity is not the same thing as cleanliness. Cleanliness is take away dirt. Purity is take away impurities that are not dirt. They're very fine in themselves, but they're not. It's not the perfect thing that you want. It's not perfect gold. It's not perfect silver. That's the difference.
That means a person does something for selfish motives in addition to wanting to do something
right, it's not necessarily negative, right? There are negative kavanas also that a person, that could be nikiyus already. But things that are not l'shem shamayim. The problem over here is not that I'm mechaven l'shem schar or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that in itself. It's just not l'shem shamayim. It's not pure. Right? But if I'm mechaven for negative things, right, or I do the mitzvah in a way that's not perfect, I'm mixing in things that are not only imperfect but are negative, then that's already nikiyus. Right? Whether it's in the maisa mitzvah or it's in the kavanah of the mitzvah.